Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise Yahweh, all ye nations. Praise Him, all ye people. For His merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of Yahweh endureth forever. Praise ye Yahweh. Psalm 117 from the words of Yahweh. Only two verses long, but yet powerful. Shalom, 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 shalom. All praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yahweh forever and forever. I am Yeremiyahu ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every day, every W-Day on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, my beloved brothers, my beloved sisters, and people of the nations. Gives us a great deal of pleasure to come your way and to grace you in another episode in the Knowledge Suite. Yes, we're going to get to what we're going to talk about tonight very quickly, because some of y'all may think that this isn't important, but yes, this is also a part of Bible prophecy. What the heathens are trying to do, they are trying to stop Bible prophecy, because believe it or not, England is in those 10 toes of the prophecy that's found in the book of Daniel. We're going to discuss that in an upcoming episode in the very, very near future. Yes, my beloved brothers and sisters, as you can see, I'm already stumbling over my words because I'm so excited. I'm not sad at all. I'm glad, hallelujah, to see things going the way they're going, because even if this thing is propped up by the wicked, it is not going to prosper, because one of these days it's not going to be fake phony. It is going to be the Most High Yahweh actually bringing them down and putting them out of power, and this is the start of it. Yes, hallelujah. My beloved brothers and sisters, they call it what? Brexit. Brexit. The British what? Empire, England, and all of Great Britain departing from what? The European Union, the EU. Yes. The United Kingdom, as they called it. My beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations, what a time to be alive. You're going to see all these things foretold by these magnificent brothers, hallelujah, of the word, found in, quote, Genesis to Malachi, the prophets of Yah all foretold and saw these great days that are here now and the ones that are yet to come. Yes, my beloved brothers, my beloved sisters, and people of the nations, as we listen in tonight very carefully and closely, I'm going to let the European have the floor for about 19 minutes or so, yes. And he's going to break it down and tell you what the implications of this thing is about. Because, see, many of you may be feeling, oh my goodness, there he come with some bad news. You better be glad. No, this is good news for us. Bad news for them. For who? For the wicked. Good news for who? For the seed of the righteous. Because why? Satan, your kingdom must come down, and it is coming down. It's crumbling every day. My brothers and sisters, if you don't think that the markets, as they call them, don't suffer the continued ill effects of this move by the British Empire, by England, then you are out of your mind. What drives the men, what drives the women, what drives the wicked to do what they do? Guess what? The Most High Yah puts us in the hearts and minds of what? Of the individuals that he have divinely chosen to do what? To do a work for him, for a purpose, a divine purpose, a real purpose, a what? A spiritual purpose. The Most High Yah controls the affairs of men. Yes. So we're going to listen now for the next 19 minutes, and I urge you to talk, call your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, whoever's around, your children, and listen in very closely as to what this European is going to tell you about and concerning this so-called Brexit. You know, the implications, the coming consequences of this, the coming world collapse of the currencies, in which the day this thing went down on Friday, see, on the F day. They're not telling you this now. A lot of economies crashed that day. Literally and realistically, don't let the good old Americans fool you. They crash too. They just propping it up with lies and with papers that don't have any value. So if you consider this to be bad news, then let me urge you, my brothers, my sisters, don't listen in on this program. But either way it goes, I've got to be a watchman on the wall to tell you what's coming, what's going on, what's happening around you, whether you want to hear it or not. And you don't even have to hear it. So let me just let you know, because he's going to get a little rough with some things now. But let's, again, cipher out the garbage, throw away the dirt, throw the garbage in the garbage can. And some of y'all say, well, we got to put your head and do what we... Well, what kind of money are you going to use? Because the money is going to collapse. And I'm not urging and encouraging anyone not to stop doing what you're doing. We got to keep doing what we're doing until it just crumble. Yeah. Pursue your goals. Do what you got to do. Hallelujah. I'm not telling anybody what to do. Only somebody I run and responsible for is Jimmy Yahoo. What you do is your business, okay? But let's listen in now on what this man has to tell you, or what he's going to tell you, or what he has to say concerning this so-called Brexit, the British exit. I am Jimmy Yahoo Ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite. We will be back at the end of the show.
Up here, keeping you updated with the world around you and letting you know what time it is, because I'm here talking about the big exit and how the United Kingdom has just left the European Union. And so I'm here at The Economist showing you the official results from the referendum. And as you can see from the approximate 33.5 million votes counted, about 51.9% decided to leave, while the other 48.1% decided to remain. And this was a 72% turnout. And you can see more of the results here. I'll be sure to leave the links below. But what I also want to go over with you is the bigger implications behind all this and what this means for you, even if you're not in Europe per se. Because what you will find is that many of the stock markets are crashing like never before, and we're going to go over that later on to come. But I'm here at the Financial Post, and it says, David Cameron resigns as Prime Minister after the United Kingdom votes to leave the European Union. So you see, this is big stuff indeed, and this was originally reported from the Associated Press. And it says, UK Prime Minister David Cameron said he will resign by the fall and insists the British people's will must be respected after voters chose to leave the 28-nation European Union. Cameron says there can be no doubt about the result of Thursday's historic vote, but that he is not the captain that will steer the ship through difficult negotiations with the EU. Britain voted to leave the European Union after a bitterly divisive referendum campaign, according to tallies of official results on Friday, sending the worldwide markets plunging, casting British politics into disarray, and shattering the stability of a project in continental unity designed half a century ago to prevent World War III. Now, it's interesting that they would even mention World War III in this post, because haven't I seen an Illuminati card that also talks about and mentions World War III? Very interesting and suspicious indeed. But it also talks about how the pound has reached a 31-year low, and we're going to go over more of that later on. But it even says here, and this is very cryptic, when it says, the dawn is breaking on the independent United Kingdom, said Nigel Farage, leader of the UK Independence Party. Let June 23rd go down in our history as our Independence Day. Very interesting. And he would even mention Independence Day, because didn't the movie Independence Day Resurgence just come out today? Is that a coincidence? I think not. It's just interesting. Now, it's just interesting the timing of all of this and how it's coming at a very trying time indeed. You're going to see exactly what I'm talking about. Now, whether or not the votes were actually counted, because everything is rigged when it comes to politics, as I call it, not to mention how they plan and stage everything ahead of time. Did they plan and stage this ahead of time? They, as in your lovely governments, they, as in your lovely intelligence agencies, they, as in the Zionists, of course they did. But I'm going to tell you what this has to do with you and how this is going to affect you, even if you're outside of Europe, and how this is going to affect the world, because, of course, all these mainstream medias, they're trying to make this into a worldwide problem. Nothing new, and you're going to see exactly what I'm talking about. But I'm here at the Bloomberg, and it even says, seven lessons from the UK's departure. And it also talks about, of course, how the financial markets worldwide are starting to respond to this, and how they're all plunging because of the vote for the United Kingdom to leave the European Union, as discussed before. but it even also talks about the socio-political disconnects that are everywhere, as well as all the chaos that it's causing, too, and certain opinions. But it also talks about the bitter and divisive campaigns that are the new normal in national politics, or as I call it, politics. And Nima says that the assumptions from history no longer apply to established parties. It even says anti-establishment and fringe parties can change politics even when they have no chance of gaining power. And then Nima says fringe politics can feed on themselves, including across borders. Financial markets and the wisdom of crowds that is supposed to underpin them are not any better at predicting such political outcomes than most people are. When we know darn well who planned and staged it ahead of time, this was no prediction. They already knew what was going to happen. They, as in the elite. And then it also says add Brexit to a list of unthinkables that have become reality. And it even says strange things happen when advanced economies persist and a new normal of protracted low growth and worsening inequality. And like I said, you can go over this more on your own time. I'll leave the link below. I'm just summarizing and paraphrasing because I really want to tell you the bigger agenda behind all this and how this is going to affect you and your family if you're not ready. Because I'm here at The Guardian, and it even says, what does Brexit mean for you? Holidays, or as I call it, hella-days, homes, and jobs. And it even says, for mortgage repayments, pensions, and patrol to savings and graduate jobs, we look at the practical implications of Britain's withdrawal from the European Union. And what you'll start to see is that it's a big implications indeed. And it even talks about, of course, how Britain has voted to leave the EU, and some ramifications will have to take place before it becomes apparent. But many of the implications are already becoming clear. And what are some of these implications? Now, later on, we'll go over how this can affect the economy and how this has been affecting the economy worldwide. But right now, we're going to go over how it can affect you. But it even says, as for freedom to travel, Britons will in all probability be able to enjoy visa-free travel to EU countries for the foreseeable future. Travelers in the coming months will continue to queue with EU passport holders when going to Europe, but be prepared to switch to the all other passports lane when we've left. But it also talks about, is it a good time to buy a house, or is it a bad time to buy a house? And it even talks about the implications that it has on buying a house and how this could affect buying a house. It also talks about how it can affect your mortgage as well, because it even says that all eyes were on official Bank of England movements, with Governor Mark Carney speaking soon after David Cameron on Friday morning to reassure the markets, because we know darn well that the markets have been affected by this, and because of that, it's going to affect prices of homes, and it's also going to affect your mortgage too. And we already see that happening, because Adema says he stopped short of a hike in interest rates to defend the pound, which would have hit millions of households on tracker style mortgages. And what you're about to see too is that the pound has been badly affected too. In fact, the pound is at its 31-year low. Is that a surprise? But it even says around 700,000 people are in nationwide's 2.5% standard variable rate, for example, and they would have been hit badly. If the base rate goes up by 0.5%, it will take the cost of a 100,000-pound mortgage to 474 pounds from 449 pounds. Now, of course, there was no immediate announcement on these interest rates, and it is just as possible that they could fall to provide liquidity and restore order to the markets. Now, of course, there's a lot of speculation going here. I'm just reporting it and telling you what this could mean and the implications behind all this. But what's also interesting is the price of oil, because crude oil has just fallen 4%, by the way, and we're going to go over that later on too. But it even talks about the oil and the price of oil and how this could jump and how this can affect things and how the price of gas can go up as well. Fuel prices can go up as well, and that's going to be a concern not just for people in the UK, but worldwide too. Now, such a move will definitely affect all of the banks and will affect the banking system as well. And that's why I'm telling all of you to get your money out of the banks quickly, because they've already enforced bail-in, so it's only going to get worse from here. And we're already starting to see the ripple effect and the trickle effect of that. So not only that, but it can also hurt your pension as well if you have a pension saved up. And that is why I'm saying, once again, get your money out of the banks quickly, because as you can see, it's already unstable and it's only looking worse from from here, because soon we're going to be going over all of the markets that have been affected by this and how this is going to affect you if you don't act now. I'm also going to tell you the bigger agenda behind all this, because there's a bigger agenda. There's always an agenda behind everything. And I'm here at the New York Times, and it even says turbulence and uncertainty for the market after Brexit. And they're going to keep feeding us this agenda because they know exactly what they're doing, they as in the elite. Now, it even says in bullet point form that Britain's exit from the European Union shocked worldwide markets and unleashed uncertainty, and also the pound plunged to its lowest level since 1985. So it's at its lowest in 31 years. Investors fled risky assets and turned to the dollar and the yen, and the Bank of England earmarked £250 billion, which is about $344 billion, for potential stability measures. And it goes on to say that no one really knows what happens now. Oh, yes, they do. The collective imagination leads to dark places. The world map has been redrawn with the rules of commerce across Europe, the largest marketplace on earth. Britain's vote on Thursday to leave the European Union has set in motion an unprecedented and unpredictable process that threatens turbulence and potential crisis for Britain, for Europe, and for the worldwide economy. So don't you see the bigger agenda already and what they're pushing? Of course, it goes on to say that of most immediate consequence, Britain's vote to leave Europe sent worldwide markets on a wild descent. So all the worldwide markets are decreasing literally, and the Dow has even dropped over 400 points today, and we're going to go over that in just a second. Investors gaped at this major refashioning of the worldwide landscape and decided it looked perilous, or at least so pockmarked with uncertainty that they prefer to pull their money out of riskier corners like the stock markets. And I recommend you all do that too. If you have money in the stock markets, now is the time to get it out, because stocks are only going to decrease from here. But it says few expect that Britain's departure from Europe will set off a full financial crisis like the one seen after the collapse of the investment banking giant Lehman Brothers in 2008. Well, that's interesting, because according to the Economist cover 2016, it talks about economic collapse in 2016. Very interesting and suspicious indeed, not to mention how the Royal Bank of Scotland issued out that warning where they've even said to sell everything. What are they trying to get at? What are they really hinting at? Are you seeing the messaging? But it says, but no one knows enough to rule that out either. The world has never been here before. Okay, the pound plummeted, reaching depths not seen since 1985, well below the value at the worst of the 2008 financial crisis, the year drop. Did you hear that? Worst of the 2008 financial crisis. Let's keep going. From Tokyo to London to New York, stocks tumbled sharply on Friday as markets digested the changing world order. Huh, why would they mention the world order? Like new world order rising out of the ashes, Phoenix? Is that what time it is? Let's keep going. American shares fell 2.5% after the open, following the rest of the world down. British stocks were off 3.5% by the afternoon, while broader European shares dropped nearly 8%. Investors took refuge in the latest investments, bolstering the value of American government debt and the Japanese currency. Now, the article goes on to tell us about all of the different world economies and how they're doing. And in a summary, it's not looking good, folks. It's only going to get worse from here, because it even tells us how China is destabilizing, not to mention how Brazil is in a full-blown crisis. And Brazil is in a full-blown crisis right before the Olympics. Is that a coincidence? And it talks about all of the markets in Europe and how they've been plunging into turmoil, not to mention how other markets have been going down. And then it also talks about what banks are doing and how they're responding to this as well, when we know darn well that the banks are behind all of this as well. And it even says that the Bank of England may have to raise interest rates to halt the plunge in the pound, the opposite from the usual playbook when an economy suffers a shock. And that's exactly what they want to do. Remember, problem, reaction, solution. They caused the problem because they staged this to begin with, and then their solution is, oh, raise interest rates, do this, do that. So what's also interesting is when they say that the vote is likely to resonate as a sign that major democracies are increasingly vulnerable to the influence of populist political movements that curry favor by demonizing immigrants and external forces such as officials in Brussels and Washington, low-wage workers in China and Mexico. And this is so important, because what they're trying to do for America, at least, is what? More political movements, more political rallies. That's exactly what they're trying to do, is to get everything in a political uproar and get everyone in the political uproar, so you can definitely expect more protests that they're planning, courtesy George Soros and all those other Zionists at the top, not to mention how they're going to keep pushing the immigrants' agenda because they're trying to bring all of Syria worldwide, and that's just the darn truth. But they're trying to do it slowly in a way that's unnoticeable and to go unnoticed, but they know darn well the bigger agenda behind all this. Because order out of chaos, that is the game for the Illuminati. That is the game for the New World Order. They create the chaos, they cause the chaos, and then what do? They make order out of that chaos. That is exactly what they do. Now, I'm here showing you a graph as of today, as of 10:04 Eastern Standard Time, and I'm showing you this graph so that you can see the bigger agenda, and you can see all of the markets that are already starting to crash because of this. And you see from the FTSE 100 index that it's already fallen minus 44, as well as the DAX, which has fallen over 400. And you can see it more up close right here. I just wanted to give you a better idea of it and how it looks, courtesy of the New York Times. I'm going to leave the link below so that you can see it more on your own. Now, we know that it's staged and controlled ahead of time. We know that markets are rigged, and they're all rigged and staged and planned ahead of time, courtesy the Zionists and the big Illuminati bankers at the top. But I'm here at MarketWatch, which even says that the Dow tanks more than 300 points after the shocking Brexit vote, more like over 400 points, because it went from 17,946 points all the way down to 14,472 points in its very opening on Friday morning. And it's interesting that this happened on a Friday. We'll talk more about that in just a second to come. But as you can see, it says U.S. stocks were off the lows, but were still trading sharply lower Friday after the U.K. declared its intention to end its four-decade relationship with the European Union after a so-called Brexit vote. And you can also see that the pound sinks 10% versus the dollar, and the gold rallies as well. Investors are fretting that the unprecedented decision to leave the bloc could destabilize Europe's fragile union. And if that were to happen, the entire world will be affected by that, and that's exactly what the elite want. And it says the stunning moves come after global markets, or worldwide markets, rallied a day earlier on the bet that Britons would vote to reject Brexit. As you see on Friday, the S&P 500 dropped 43 points, or 2.1%, to 2069. Nine of the 10 main sectors trading sharply lower. Financials and technology stocks were leading the losses, and of course these numbers are fluctuating because this is going on live, by the way, but the Dow, or the DJIA, which is as of today, plunged 374 points, or 2%, to 17,648, and earlier it was much lower than that, with nearly all 30 blue chip stocks trading lower, led by the banking stocks. Very interesting that the banks are crashing right now, not to mention, of course, JP Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs Group, the elite, how they've dropped and plunged as well, not to mention NASDAQ Composite Index, which tumbled 118 points, or 2.4%, to 4,790. So you see it's only going lower. It's only getting worse from here. So we see darn well that not only the economy is going down and that stocks are plunging, but is that all? But not only are we seeing world markets plummet like never before, and not to mention all of the banks and how they're plummeting, we're even seeing the pound, and as it plunges as well. And this is here, and it even says that the London stock market has plunged following the UK's referendum vote to leave the European Union. The FTSE 100 index began the day by falling more than 8%, then regained some ground to stand 2.5% lower. The more UK-focused FTSE 250 fared even worse, because it was down 8% in the early afternoon trading. So we see already that banks are hard to hit too, as the Barclays and RBS, they fell about 30%, although they were later paired losses to below 20%. So it's not looking good whatsoever. But not only that, CNBC also talks about it and says the equities futures across the world took a dive, with the Dow implied to open down more than 700 at one point. And this was reported as of yesterday, but today it officially fell as of 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and officially fell more than 400 points, and that loss was paired slightly, however, as investors digested the results. Not to mention how Asia was also rocked by the referendum, with Japan's Nikkei index that was down by 8%, and of course we already talked about the British pound, which plummeted to a 31-year low against the dollar. It was down more than 5% at 1.3753 U.S. dollars. But it's not just the banks and currencies either, because Treasury Treasuries also felt the Brexit, with the U.S. 10-year hitting 1.507%, its lowest level since of August 3, 2012, when the 10-year yielded as low as 1.471%, and the yield was last as 1.5353%. Now, like I said, it's no surprise or coincidence that this happened, because it's all staged, predicted, and planned ahead of time, and it's also no surprise that such a vote caused the Dow or the DJIA to collapse more than 400 points in its opening day, not to mention how the pound has hit a 31-year low, and not to mention crude oil falling and plunging more than 4%, and all of these world economies and these banks collapsing and falling and plunging like never before. Is there a bigger agenda? Of course it is, and the agenda is this: is that these Zionists and the elite, they're using this vote as an excuse to crash the market worldwide. They're using this in order to keep the markets down and to crash them even more, to start and trigger this economic collapse. That is exactly what they're trying to do in order to further their plans of the new world order. And pay very close attention. Notice how all of this is happening on a Friday, and notice how these markets are collapsing on a Friday, just like X-Files Season 10, how it all starts on a Friday in order to implement martial law when the bank shut down and you can no longer get your money. Are you starting to see the bigger agenda? This is just one great big test in preparation for the big one, in preparation for the big collapse in America. Now, when will that collapse be? I don't know. I do not set dates. I'm just here to report you what's going on and keep you updated with the world around you. And like I said, notice how they're also making this into a worldwide problem, because the world is affected by this. Notice how they're doing these things, and notice how this just so happens to come around the same time as the Independence Day movie. Is that a coincidence? Seek Yahuwah and his true son Yahusha, because it's only a matter of time. But this is Truth Unveiled here, keeping you updated and saying.
Okay, first of all, Mr. Truth Unveiled, his name is Yahweh. His son's name is Yisrael. We just want to be clear with that. Like I said, we don't subscribe to what we do when we play these segments, my beloved brothers, my sisters, and people of the nations. We always tell you to do what? Extract the garbage and throw it in the garbage can, but do be very, very careful. And use discretion in what? Extracting the truth. Yes, there is truth found in many places, but there are lies as well. My beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nation, yes, where is all this going to? Now, you have platforms on Blog Talk Radio, one by my good sister Naya, who hosted the program When Nicole Speaks, and those archives are still out there. She, along with me, in the Knowledge Suite, Brother Yeremiyahu, Ben Israel, told you all these things years ago. Not only us, but people have been calling this out for quite some time, because there are very many open eyes, yet there are still very closed eyes, okay? But be thankful and glad to Yah that your eyes are open in this dispensation of time, because, man, you got some stuff coming. You see, you have not seen nothing yet. The man is right. So-called Truth Unveiled, okay, which he mixes lies with truth, okay, he does go into detail to let you know what all these financial markets mean, all these collapses. And we told you years ago to get your money out the bank, even though I haven't gotten mine out yet, and I pray that I get there in time to get it. Yes, the banks are folding. Everything is folding. All these companies that took place in the transatlantic slave trade are folding. And it is all, for the most part, it is deliberate, and it has been planned by what? The elite of the world, to bring people under their subjection, to bring people into what they call what? The New World Order. Okay, it's already here. The resurgence of Independence Day, huh? And then Great Britain called themselves celebrating, their saying that this was their Independence Day at the same day the movie came out. But don't let them fool you. That movie has far more implications than what you think. Because why? The chariots of Yahweh are not only coming, they are here, being sighted everywhere. My brothers, my sisters, Yisrael, don't worry, for our deliverance is at hand. And we don't have too much more time to stay in what? In captivity to the heathen. I cannot tell you the exact day, the exact hour, but Yah has promised us that he's going to cause the captivity of Israel to return back to our land. And there's no force on the earth or in the universe other than Yah himself who can stop this. And Yah's words do not return unto him void. We're going to get into this more. In fact, join us again, man, in another episode in the Knowledge Suite this coming W Day, as we're going to go further and look at some of the what much more profound implications as to what is occurring here on the planet in this dispensation of time. I am Yirmi Yahoo Ben Yisrael. We bid you peace and blessings, blessings and peace. Shalom, shalom, shalom.